From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The U.S. and South Korean negotiators wrapped up trade talks today. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports the stage is set for a free trade agreement between the two countries.
The U.S. and South Korea have been working on a trade deal for 3 years now. The holdup has been cars and beef. The U.S. will lift the tariff on Korean cars in 5 years. Each U.S. automaker gets to export 25,000 cars to South Korea as long as they meet American safety standards. The U.S. will phase out its 25% tariff on trucks after 8 years, and South Korea would eliminate its 10% truck tariff immediately. On the beef front, negotiators have agreed to agree on restrictions on Korean imports of U.S. beef at a later date. Any final trade agreement needs to be approved by Congress. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan today on a trip White House aides said was primarily to thank American troops and civilian workers. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Kabul. The trip included a stop at a military hospital.
The president awarded 5 Purple Hearts to wounded troops at the hospital at Bagram Airfield near Kabul. He then addressed troops gathered in an airplane hangar, thanking them for their service. Mr. Obama was originally scheduled to fly to Kabul by helicopter for a face-to-face meeting with Afghan President Hamid Karzai, but high winds and dust forced officials to cancel the trip. The two leaders wound up speaking by telephone. Mr. Obama's visit comes just ahead of a major administration review of the Afghan war that's due to be released later this month. The stop included meetings with General David Petraeus, the top U.S. and NATO commander in Afghanistan, and U.S. Ambassador Carl Eikenberry. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Kabul.
The CEO of Massey Energy has announced he plans to retire at the end of the month. Don Blankenship, who during a conference call with industry analysts in October, said he had a totally clear conscience about an explosion. One of the company's mines in which 29 coal miners died, says he will retire December 30th. Massey has blamed the explosion at the company's Upper Big Branch mine on a variety of factors, including a sudden infusion of natural gas. Economists have been forecasting a fairly sizable bump up in the number of new jobs created last month. Instead, what they got in the latest government report was fairly anemic jobs growth, just 39,000 new jobs added, and a bump up in the unemployment rate to 9.8%. Diane Swonk is chief economist with Bezru Financial.
A very big disappointment for the U.S. labor market. We were hoping to regain the momentum that we lost over the summer, and this is more than a little bit of a setback.
So there was a bit of good news in the report. The previous month's numbers were revised upwards. Despite the disappointing November jobs figures, Wall Street ended the week on an up note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 19 points to close at 11,382 for the week. The Dow was up 2.5%. The Nasdaq gained 12 points today. You're listening to NPR. What appears to be some dissension in the ranks over the policy known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which prohibits gays from serving openly in the military. The Army Chief of Staff and the Commandant of the Marine Corps breaking ranks with the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs and Defense Secretary Robert Gates, both of whom have said they see no problem with doing away with the rule. At a Senate hearing today, General George Casey and General James Amos said allowing gays to serve openly is probably inevitable. However, they say such action could be more divisive and difficult than the Pentagon envisions, especially during wartime. A Russian man accused of operating a computer network that sent billions of unwanted emails has been ordered to be held in federal custody. Chuck Kernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
A U.S. magistrate in Milwaukee says 23-year-old Oleg Nikolenko is a flight risk, so a request from Nikolenko's lawyer to have him released from custody while awaiting a trial has been denied. Federal prosecutors claim Nikolenko harnessed a massive computer operation that at one point sent as much as one-third of all spam. But Nikolenko's attorney, Christopher Van Wagner, says those are just accusations.
You folks in the media have dubbed him the king of spam, or maybe the prosecutor has, but right now all he's the king of is a cell where he's being held across the globe from his mother, his father, his wife, and his infant daughter.
Nikolenko has pleaded not guilty to the charges against him. A trial is likely early next year. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quernbach in Milwaukee.
Government safety regulators say concerns about drivers accidentally backing over children could mean that rearview cameras become increasingly common in cars and sport utility vehicles. Transportation Department has issued new rules requiring improved rear visibility in cars by the 2014 model year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.